This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis in chapters 40 and 41, picking up with interpretations belong to God, the baker's dream, Pharaoh's dream, Joseph finally remembered, and the dreams are one. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, O merciful sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you. And thus deserve your eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and bitter sufferings of heaven.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Amen.
for the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Living God, your almighty power is made known chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace to lay hold of your promises and live forever in your presence. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter. There came to Jesus some Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will this woman be? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dared to ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Jesus. Amen. It is Tuesday of Holy Week in St. Luke's Gospel this morning. Jesus dies Friday. The third day he will rise. Your whole Christian life summed up here today. Christ dying, risen, and enemies against you with new traps around the corner. For here come the Sadducees. Luke sums Zeb up about as precisely as you can. Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit. In other words, your soul is not immortal, living forever. When the body dies, you're all dead forever. Wow, ridiculous, Sadducees, but there it is. And watch how they operate with Jesus here. So clever. They deny all this nonsense about a resurrection and then cynically proceed to ask Jesus a question about the resurrection. The Sadducees had the entire Old Testament, but they put everything on the books of Moses, five books. They'll trap Jesus with Moses, Deuteronomy, and Genesis. He'll look so stupid in a second. Teacher, Moses wrote a law for us that if a man's brother dies with a wife but no children, the living brother must take the widow, get her pregnant, have a son, keep the family name alive. That's our Moses. But what do you say, teacher? And here's our hypothetical. There were seven brothers. Oh my. You see where this is going? First one gets married but has no kids. He dies. So the second and the third brothers take his wife, according to the law, and die. All seven take this woman. All die. No children. And then the woman dies. Everybody dies. Got it? Now, in the resurrection that we don't believe in, whose wife will she be? They all had her, you know. Messy, isn't it, Jesus? With all those husbands? Could there be a clean resurrection with all that? And Jesus, the eternal Son sent from the Father, Son of God, standing in the same Jerusalem dirt their feet are on, pops them like a balloon. He ignores their mocking question and goes to their ignorance of the things of God's world and of God and his deep things, their unbelief. They attack using Moses, and it's precisely with Moses that Jesus will answer about this life and his life. He answers about this age, this one, and that age coming. In this age, God has given marriage. Some of you are married. Created thing, marvelous thing. It's a this world thing. Adam and Eve, husband and wife, man and woman, the two become one flesh. God joins them. Then be fruitful, multiply. Children born to this family. God's very good design for this age. But then he speaks about that age, the age to come, and those considered by God to be worthy to attain to that age. That's you, deemed worthy in Christ, declared righteous, sins forgiven, because in this age, he died for you. Your sin on him, his blood on you. And in this age, he is risen from the dead and baptizes you into all of it in this age. That font, considering you, reckons you worthy to attain to that age. Because there is one. And he points the Sadducees right to it. Different than this age, when you will rise from the dead at Christ's visible return for that age, and no more marriage and procreation in that age, says Jesus, because there is no more dying, so no more need for the joys of marriage and the births of this age, because you are the bride of Christ, married And you have been given new birth by water and the Spirit. And risen, Jesus says with no embarrassment, you cannot die anymore. You cannot die. His life in you never stops being full life. You'll be not angels, you saucy Sadducees, but he says you're immortal beings like the angels that way, but sons of God by the resurrection. You can almost hear Sadducee heads exploding. And then comes the last blow to the Sadducees and their lie. Remember, the Sadducees love Moses. So Jesus uses Moses to teach the very resurrection they reject. He says, but that the dead are raised. Even Moses showed in the passage about the burning bush. The angel of the Lord, the eternal word of God, present in the bush that burns but is never consumed. Your Yahweh speaking about the dead who die in him. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is the God, not was. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, long dead when Yahweh spoke to Moses from the Exodus bush. Even longer by the time Jesus names them to these sinking Sadducees. Still dead by our reckoning. But the Lord is their God. And he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. Present tense, intentional tense, inspired tense. God is still the God of Abraham after Abraham's death? Well, then Abraham cannot finally be dead, can he? No dead people in heaven, but a mortal soul like yours. Abraham is alive in Christ. And on the last day, he will be raised from the dead, body and soul. For I am the God of Abraham. Abraham complete, even his body there at the resurrection. So says Moses, thus saith the Lord. This Christian life into which you are called, the gifts which you receive, Christ, flesh and blood, resurrection, life that has undone your disease and death and dying, life past the constant interruption of the cemetery and bodies resting in the ground, life because this Jesus risen is talking to you. Do you know some of these who have died in Christ? Well, he is not the God of the dead. They are alive in Christ. Great cloud of witnesses, abide in Christ's word, feed from his hand, and you live too. Immortal souls, you are sons of the bodily resurrection, children of God. You will rise from the dead, your body transformed like his resurrected body. So sing with the angels, the heavens, and all the powers therein. Sing, holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Sing to the God of the living, for he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. You live to him. Amen.
Thank you. In our prayers, we remember Jeff Haining as he recuperates from eye surgery. Please note the congregation's response to the prayers as given in the bulletin. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and ever-living God, by your holy apostle, you have taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for everyone. We humbly ask your merciful goodness to accept our offerings and to receive our prayers, which we raise to you, loving Master. In your mercy,
grant it, O Lord.
We beg you, O Lord, to inspire continually your whole church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. Grant that all those who confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your word and live together in unity and godly love. In your mercy,
grant it, O Lord.
We beg you also to direct and govern the hearts of all our rulers, that they may govern wisely, administering justice impartially, and defending all the weak and vulnerable. In your mercy,
grant it, O Lord.
We must humbly ask you in your goodness to comfort and console all those who in this transitory life are in any trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or adversity, including your servant Jeff. According to your will, grant healing, comfort, peace, and teach them ever to rely on you in their time of need. In your mercy, your Son invites us to himself, all who are weary and heavy laden, that he might give them rest. Grant peace to all who partake this day of his Holy Supper, that they may know the abundance of mercy that you set before your children here on earth. In your mercy,
grant it, O Lord.
All these things and whatever else you see that we need, O Father, grant us for the sake of him who died and rose again, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, the Lamb of God, have mercy upon us.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.